In just a minute, we'll ask our panelists to predict, now that they've ironed out the details of when he can deliver it, what will be the big news out of President Obama's job speech. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the National Association of Realtors, providing resources for homeownership at houselogic.com. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, working to help reverse the childhood obesity epidemic at rwjf.org. And the Lumber Liquidators, supporting the Ronald McDonald House Charities, the National Braille Press, and NPR. Information at lumberliquidators.com. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Godica writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Engineers include Les DeLarchik and Muhammad Mao. Thanks to John Zajac at Chase Bank. And this week we send our summer intern Amy Solomon back to college. We shall miss her enthusiasm and smarts and willingness to laugh at the lamest jokes, especially mine. And we hope she succeeds in her life goal, becoming a stand-up comedian. Thanks for everything, Amy. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Ian Chillog, Eva Walchover, and Emily Ecton. Technical direction is from Robert Newhouse and Lorna White. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike Danforth. Now, panel, what will be the big news out of the president's job speech? Alonzo Bowden.
Well, the number one job he's trying to save will be his own.
Amy Dickinson.
Well, the unemployment rate is so depressing, they decided to rename it. So from now on, it's going to be known as the National Family Powdered Milk Sharing Percentage.
And Adam Felber.
Well, it's a little technical, but stay with me, Peter. We're going to attract employers by changing the signs at all the airports to read, "Welcome to China."
And if the president says any of those things, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks to Adam Felber, Amy Dickinson, and Alonzo Bowden. Thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Peter Sagal. We'll see you next week. This is NPR.